to order.
Voting in progress.
Okay. And then, sorry, I'm just trying to pull up the minutes. Okay. And then we have to do a vote on the approval of minutes from the January 24th meeting.
So before that, you want to do a roll call as
Oh,
well.
roll call. Yep,
So
there. I see it.
I can do the roll call for
Okay,
you.
thank you.
Member Consuelo Springfield.
One thing about that is that my late husband died over 25 years ago, and he was the Springfield. And I haven't been using that, just Lopez.
Okay, so that's the name that popped up when you logged into Zoom.
I
So it's somewhere on
know.
your account.
Uh-oh, that's
But
not a
I will change it
university
on here.
account. And you changing things at UW is
Yes,
like
ma'am.
moving a graveyard, right?
All right, I've changed it here. Member Barbara Wolf.
Present.
Member Jeannie Morton.
Present.
Member JL Curry.
Here.
Member Sabrina Madison.
Here.
And member Michelle Dunphy. All right, and taking note of our members that are not here this evening, Shiva Badar and Bridget. What's Bridget's last name? I'm sorry.
Rogers, maybe?
Rogers, yes, right. All right, so now you can move to the approval of minutes, Michelle.
All right, so now we need to move to or approve the minutes from the January 24th meeting. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes as written?
I so move.
In a second.
I can second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any
Yes.
opposed? Okay, the minutes have been approved. Do we have any public comment, Yolanda?
We do not.
All right, so then we're up to the bit new business, right? Any disclosures or recusals needed? Don't think so. Okay, then the new business, Yolanda.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for your time this evening. It won't be before you long. We did just want to share with you an update regarding a previous resolution that you all took action on in January, which was to approve the acceptance of grant funds from the Wisconsin Division of Energy, Housing, and Community Resources. Initially, those funds were going to be allocated to a subrecipient, YWCA Madison, but due to some unforeseen circumstances with the agency, we have needed to change the subrecipient, which has been changed to just Dane. And so the purposes of tonight's meeting is just to share with you the why behind why the subrecipient change needed to occur. And so I have a staff person here tonight, Hugh Wing, who is overseeing that grant and has been working with both YWCA and Just Dane and can provide that additional information. So I will turn it over to him.
Thank you, Yolanda. Thank you, committee. Just to give you a bit of a background, as you remember, we accepted these funds and we passed a resolution for the grant year of 2023. And then we reapplied for this fund and were awarded for the grant year 2024. All good news. However, as Yolanda said, that in January of 2024, the subrecipient YWCA notified us, the grant holder, that they would be pulling out. In coordination with the state allowed us to look for a second subrecipient or an alternative subrecipient. Just Dane had approached us about the grant in November when we were reapplying. They had expressed interest, so the state staff allowed myself to start the meeting process with Just Dane staff, and then I facilitated a meeting between the state and Just Dane, where everybody kind of gave the approval that it was a good idea and it fit a match. So that is kind of the new plan to work with Just Dane. The problem that we ran into on this grant was there is a very strict definition of homelessness for stipends to be awarded. And during the process with YWCA and the monitoring, sadly, many of the recipients that the YWCA had in their 4 months training program did not meet the criteria for the state grant. So working to resolve that with the new sub-recipient, if it is accepted by all, Justine have agreed to build into the process, doing a couple of cohorts just for a participant group that meet the state requirements. So as we all know that Justine work with people re-entering the community for incarceration, and if we sign the participants up on a certain day, it meets the state's requirements, and the people will be able to be paid for the training. Any questions?
No. I do have a message for Jolanda, and excuse me for a second, and that Bridget is coming in, jumping in her computer in some minutes from now.
So this is actually the only item on you all's agenda. And if no one has any questions for Hugh, you all will be moving to adjournment. So you can let her know that, Consuelo.
Will do.
All right, looks like there are no questions. Do we need to vote on this? It was just an update, right?
Yes, this was just an update. This resolution has already gone to Common Council, but I did let Chair Bedard know that at this meeting, we would at least give you all an update and a reason behind the change.
Fantastic. Okay, well then, motion to adjourn, anybody?
I will.
Everybody wants to do it. All right.
I'll second Barbara's motion.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Well, if there's nobody else complaining, I think then we can call it a day.
Good job, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Yolanda.
Thank y'all. Good night.
Thank you, Yolanda.
Good night.
Good night.
Helping me through it.